Lili Nishmas of Klenimus Kamish Ben Rav Elimelech. Shvius Perik Ches Mishna Aleph. Klal Gadol Omru Beshvius. Kol Miyuchad LeMichael Adam. Ein Oisem Yemenu Milugma LeAdam. Vein Sarchloim LeBehema. Anything that's miyuchad for food. So if you have a type of plant that specifically its main purpose is for eating, ein ois menu melugma means you're not allowed to make it into a paste. Now the Rav explains melugma, that means that people used to put the plant into their mouth and chew it around, from the lashon of moli lugmav, which means a cheekful of whether it was wheat or figs or anything like that, and then they would put it on a wound. So you're not allowed to do that because wheat is meant mostly for eating. As the Rav brings the pasuk, it says v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, something that's miyuchad to eat for you, that you have to keep for food, but you're not allowed to use it for a melugma. But that's not fitting for food, and it can go either way, whether for food or for a paste that's used on a mak or something like that, that you are allowed to make into a melugma. The ein tzarich loimer lebehema means, if it's a food that's fitting for a human, we don't need to tell you that, you shouldn't be giving it to an animal. Because that's a hefsed, that's not an achila. A real achila for wheat, the things like that, is for a human. V'chol she'enem yuchel ha'michel adam, but if it's something that's not primarily for human consumption, oisin mimenu melugma la'adam. You're allowed to make it into a melugma for an adam, you're allowed to make it into a paste for a mak or something like that, but you can't make this into a paste for an animal, because it is animal food. And if you make it into a lower level of what it's designed for, that's being mafsid it. So for an animal, for example, thorns or things like that, that an animal eats, you have to give it to an animal to eat. You can't make it into a paste for an animal. But something that's not fit for both human and animal consumption. So this is, remember, we spoke about this in the previous pack. We have certain things that have a chiv of kedusha shvius when it's not even human or animal food. So it depends. Chashav alav l'maychal adam u'l'maychal behema goes on your thoughts. If you think in your mind that it should be for food, for whether it's food for a human or for an animal, nois and alav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. So it has the same status of those foods and kedusha shvius. However, if you don't think it for animal, choshavav la'etzim, you just treat it like anything else, just like wood. Harei hu ke'etzim, and has the status of etzim, which we know does not have kedusha shvius. So what are some of these examples? Now, the Mefarshim explained there's many examples of things that aren't real foods and are nothing, and all it would be dependent on is the thoughts. The Mishnah is only going to list a few. Kegoin hasiya, this the Aruch explains is savory, should picture below. Va'ezov, this is hyssop, also picture below. Va'kaironis. Kaironis is translated as oregano. It's also a picture below, which is interesting, I guess, without having any kavana by oregano, it's treated just like wood. The Rambam says that it was used for medicinal purposes. The Festival says these three things had like no use, or they weren't primarily used for anything, and you went after the machshava. Wonder if it would change nowadays with pizza.